WTOP News Time 6:36.
As you heard just a moment ago, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says women will be able to serve in combat roles in the military. One woman who helped make that possible by suing the Pentagon is Major Mary Jennings Hegger. She joins us after serving 5 years in the Air Force before joining the National Guard, and she earned a Purple Heart and Distinguished Flying Cross for heroism on a 2009 mission in Afghanistan.
Major Hegger, thanks for being with us here on WTOP.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you were among the plaintiffs in this lawsuit against the Pentagon over the policy barring women from combat. When you heard the news today that Defense Secretary Panetta is going to lift this ban, what was your initial reaction?
You know, I believed all along that Secretary Panetta would do the right thing and lift this ban. I was almost discouraged when I heard that he was going to be stepping down because I didn't know as much about the incoming Secretary of Defense. And I'm just thrilled that he decided to do this before he left office. But I have cautious optimism because I do know that there are still going to be some roadblocks in the future that certain career fields are still going to have to overcome. This lists the general ban, but waivers, exceptions will be considered and approved. And really, this does a great thing. It puts the decision where that belongs, and that's in the career fields and the field commanders.
Any idea how this would move forward operationally? Would there be a criteria that women need to meet to actually be on the front lines? And would all enlisted women who signed up before have to serve? Any clue on that?
I'm not sure. I would imagine it's going to take some time. The implementation is going to be kind of a phased process. It's not like they're just kicking open the doors immediately. They're going to want to make sure that it's implemented correctly. But I really can't speak to exactly how they're going to implement it. I can just tell you that the biggest impact that I think that there will be is going to be on recruitment. Every day, literally, I have a different woman tell me that she wanted to serve her country, but that she didn't because the job she wanted to do wasn't open to her. So recruitment's going to be a big impact.
In our final 30 seconds, you were not allowed to have a combat role per se, right? How do you think you would have served in a similar position?
You know, the exclusion policy only applies to ground combat, and I was an air combat. I was a medevac helicopter pilot, combat search and rescue. So I was shot down, and actually I did engage the enemy in ground combat. That's part of why I was involved with the lawsuit is because I was one of many who showed that women can engage successfully in ground combat. So it didn't really affect me as much as it did the women who I was medevacing off the battlefield and seeing them get wounded and fighting with valor and not being treated the same.
Well, congratulations. We really appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
That's Major Mary Jennings Hegger. She sued the Pentagon for the right for women to be in combat roles in the military.
6:38.